Members of the House of Representatives from both sides of the aisle convened today to introduce legislation banning members of Congress and their families from trading stocks. This comes after the Senate Homeland Security Committee voted to send a similar ban to the Senate floor this July. Senator Josh Hawley was the only Republican to join Democrats on the committee in supporting the bill. The House bill is called the Restore Trust in Congress Act. It has 93 co-sponsors and was unveiled by a coalition of representatives ahead of session Wednesday. Representative Seth Magaziner from Rhode Island said the bill is an improved-upon combination of previous legislative efforts to ban stock trading.
This bill is far superior to any bill on this topic that has been introduced so far, including our own, that I introduced with Chip. This is the product of a lot of negotiation and also a lot of listening to experts and to members about what can work.
Under the 2012 Stock Act, members of Congress are required to report any trades over $1,000 within 30 days. Failure to disclose results in a $200 fine. Under the Restore Trust in Congress Act, stock trading by lawmakers, their spouses, or their dependent children would be banned outright. Current members of Congress would have 180 days to sell their stocks, and future lawmakers would have to divest of their individual stock holdings before being sworn in or pay fines equivalent to 10% of their holdings' value. In general, the proposed penalties for violations are harsher in the new bill. For example, first-time offenders would have to pay fines no less than 10% of the covered assets value, with future penalties including 200% the covered assets value and the forfeiture of all related profits to the U.S. Treasury. Fines would be disclosed publicly and have to be paid with personal, not campaign or office-related, funds. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez hit back at those who might call the legislation unfair.
If anyone says, this isn't fair, I'm going to have to divest all my stocks if I'm going to run for Congress, maybe you should stay home. Plenty of people have to make tons of sacrifices to run for office. But I think that really the idea that this is some undue burden is outrageous.
She said that millionaires were, quote, overrepresented in Congress and that this legislation might open the door for more working class people to win election. Republican Scott Perry from San Diego also spoke in support of the legislation.
There's a lack of trust in the government, and this is an opportunity to earn some of that trust back. And quite honestly, when many Americans say, why can't any of you people get together on anything? Up here you have the left and the right standing on the stage for the same issue, for the same cause, which should be an indicator to everybody that this is absolutely the right. This is one of the times when the American people and Congress can get a win. And I would just say, I would sum it up this way. Nobody drafted anybody. Nobody made you run for Congress. You decided you wanted to serve and you ran. Well, coming to Washington, D.C. and serving isn't about what you can get. It's about what you can give.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson have both previously expressed support for a congressional stock trading ban. Even President Donald Trump has indicated he would sign such a bill into law. The Restore Trust in Congress Act does not ban stock trading for the president or vice president, but Representatives Magaziner and Texas Republican Chip Roy both said they would welcome any amendments adding those provisions. Representative Anna Paulina Luna from Florida said 95% of Americans support banning congressional stock trading, and that one way or another, whether through the normal legislative process or a special circumvention known as a discharge petition, backers of the bill were committed to getting this bill to a vote before the end of September. For KPFA, I'm Jacques Leibarger-Martel.